Thank you, Robin.
All right, we have officially resumed in open session. At this moment, it is our prerogative to consider either approving of extending an offer to Jeff Gilbert or of discussing alternative paths forward that we would like to pursue fulfilling the executive director position.
I would like to make a motion that we extend the job offer to Jeff Gilbert.
I'll second that.
We have a motion from David Zook and a second from Todd Buehler. Any further discussion?
I just would like to add for the record that I advocated for a more open process, but seeing that there was not support for it, I'd like us to move forward with the motion.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for adding that to the record, David. All in favor? I'll make notes from any ayes and nays to add to the record. A motion and a second call for the question and go all in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed and any abstentions?
I am abstaining on grounds that I feel like I would have preferred that my mayor-elect make this decision.
Excellent. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Okay. There is the matter of salary, which is a little bit of an awkward thing to discuss, but it is not necessarily directly covered by character, competence, and health. My recommendation to the board would be that in recognition that Jeff would be moving from, and this falls under path forward as part of this agenda item, my recommendation would be that we give, we make extend an offer to Jeff to be the executive director as presented in the motion and offer him a salary increase of some amount. I would recommend a couple of courses. One could be to do an increase of say $2,000 a year now, to have a 6-month probationary period as our custom in North Logan, after which time he reports on his progress and performance to this board, and at that time would be eligible for a similar additional bump of that sort of amount. If there's a preference to just go and do it all at once, or if there's a feeling that he's already carrying most of the executive director role right now and his current salary is sufficient, then I'm open to anything.
How does that compare with what Jim makes now?
He makes about 80,000 times, 80 times what Jim has been making as the executive director.
Jim, that's cheaper.
Jim isn't doing anything. You're paying for what you're getting. I was going to say that.
Hey, David. Hey, David. Yeah, can you tell me where his current wage sits and the rest of your staff at the county?
So he's not an employee of Cache County. I think his salary, I think it's about $90,000 a year.
Yeah, so I'm curious of how that fits in with other similar staff at the county. Not that he works for the county, but I'm trying to get an idea where he's sitting.
Thanks, Todd.
Like in relation to county department heads, you mean?
That's correct.
It's higher than most of them, or it's pretty close, but I would say higher than most, but probably lower than most of the Logan City department heads.
Jim, where do you think his responsibility fits compared to a department head?
It's very similar. A lot fewer staff, though, at the moment.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve Mayor Gann's suggestion with the addition that we instruct thought to work with David, if he's willing, or David's designee, to look at comparable positions and comparable levels of responsibility and come back in 6 months with proposal for a permanent wage structure. And that's what executive directors do, is figure out how to run departments. And so I think he's the best person to do that.
To clarify, now.
$2,000 now.
Okay.
With a review in 6 months, and with him being tasked with specifically going out and finding out what a competitive salary is.
Gotcha. That's good sense to me. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
All right. Is there a second? Second from Mayor Barnes. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, and that I think gives us all the direction we need. I have no additional items. We're going to take a motion to adjourn.
Before you do, could I make one suggestion? Because I'm not sure we're going to be meeting again. This goes back to a comment that David made earlier. We have been an organization of one employee. We really have not had any printed and approved policies. We've just kind of piggybacked on the benefit side what Smithfield has done. And that's worked fine for 30 years because there's no other employees. But now if we're going to have additional employees, I would suggest that we pursue a policy manual, a personnel manual.
I think that's a wise idea. And I assume, you know, I'll coordinate with Jim on what a start date would look like and an offer letter and getting those formal things documented now that I have the support of this group. But and we'll coordinate on that as well. But I think we can give that to him as marching orders to professionalize the organization and prepare it to be more than an organization of one FTE.
Mayor Cann, I'll echo that. That was where I was headed. Is it's one thing to offer Jeff the job. I think both the MPO and Jeff needs to come up with some wage scales so future administrations don't need to decide where we're going. We've kind of got that framed out.
So is that, all right, Todd, go ahead. Is that the, was that the intent, was not just a policy manual, but just set up the whole operational structure?
Yes.
So he's going to work with the executive to develop that over the next 6 months and bring that back.
Yeah, I think that would be great because we've also, you know, you've also got the technical,
right?
That's all part of that. And how all that works together, and we really don't have anything anywhere that I know of.
The bylaws are scant.
We need to have a strategic plan for the executive director for presentation to the MPO in that 6 month time frame.
Based on what I see needing to be performed, he's going to earn every penny of that.
I think we need to be careful this 6 months. You know, you're asking a lot to be done in 6 months.
I think we're looking for progress on objectives,
maybe progress.
Not necessarily that all of these things are perfectly overseen to completion, because the next COG cycle is a couple of months away from, you know, we finished the holidays, the next COG cycle is ready to start. And so there's plenty on his plate to administer in addition to trying to do this. And if he needs additional support, if he needs to look for consulting on getting those things done, if he needs to talk to, we could choose any number of the cities represented in this room already have those things, so he doesn't have to reinvent the wheel on those kinds of things. Just need to identify a target and then leave it to the for him, as well as with the oversight of the upcoming new members of this board, to oversee and execute on the plan to professionalize the organization. Charles?
I think that
we don't even have a salary range top to bottom right now for the position, and that just reviewing the six MPOs, not that we want to match the major great big ones, but we could figure out a salary range pretty quickly, and that would help guide the decision that would be made 6 months from now.
Yeah, there's several MPOs within the Intermountain area, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, that are similar size as we are. That would probably be a good place to
start. All right. I'll query again on whether the time is ripe to adjourn.
I move.
I have a motion from Tom Jensen, a second from Tom Bailey. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Aye.
All
right. Rhonda, Todd, thank you for joining us remotely. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
Yeah.